Blog Talk Radio.
Here's Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Blog Talk Radio, welcome. Now you got the music.
I'm a part of the fellowship.
Wow, what a loop that was. All right, welcome Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you with us. Down here, YouTube is live. Good morning, YouTube. Good to have you with us today. And, of course, as you can see, when we're looking here, they get to see a very beautiful profile of us. And so you should always keep your eye on the little green dot.
Up there.
All right. So if you're wondering, those of you that are with us by YouTube or Facebook or Blog Talk Radio, Sister Lynn's just in training here to how to make this happen, sit in the chair and do this. And we've got a lot of things that are coming that God has been instructing us to do. So we've got to have both of us work in this situation. And we see God really doing some amazing things with the whole body of believers here. And thank you for being a part, being our partners. Those of you from around the world, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you. Of course, this is Sunday. So this is our 1 hour of faith. And then we receive communion together where we come together and we speak a message about faith. Remember, Jesus, the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle John to write this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And so that's what you and I are going to always be about, is teaching faith. Right now, we're not only teaching faith this morning, I'm also teaching works, so that Sister Leanne knows how everything works.
Amen to that.
Because she's got a lot of faith to sit down in front of the computer and say, there, just make it happen. But there are a few more details to works here today than there are, than we got to just have faith. Now, we've got all of our platforms up and running. Let me see if there's anything else I need to say to you before I go out there on the porch. I'm close. So everything's here, and, you know, once, like, if we hear noise in the background, the dogs are barking or something, I just hit the mute all button for everybody. That way it keeps the dogs from barking and interrupting. But then as we go through and we ask them to say amen, you guys are always welcome to turn your mic back on and shout amen, glory be to God.
Amen.
But don't turn your mic on and let the dogs out. That's not the right process on the program. But thank you for being a part of this. Those of you that joined us on Facebook Live a little earlier, you might be like, wow, this is a whole new experience. Don't worry. We'll edit all that beginning off and get you started right about at the message of faith. Now, I'm going to grab my communion elements and head out to the porch. So we got two different processes happening like we'll have in the future. And Sister Leanne will be here making it all come to pass. What is this set on? The view? Speaker? Yeah, speaker view.
Yep.
All right. Anything else?
I don't think so. No, we'll see. Time will tell.
What we should do right now that we would normally do, let's just do it. Click on this tab here. It's a little eagle.
Oh.
Put the mouse here. There you go. Go to File, Recent Documents, File, Recent Documents. You have to stay there. You can't go back. Now go over here to the June 15th. There you go. See, it's open.
Yeah. Bear with us all, everyone. Please, thank you for being with us.
This is how you learn. This is called baptism by fire. Yeah. All right, now let's share the screen. Share the screen. Hit the green button in the middle. There you go. Do it again. There you go. Desktop one. Oops, excuse number.
Mm-hmm.
One. Two. So you're going to share desktop one. Oh, share. There you go. Now, this is the the presentation. Now click that little button there. Hold on. I'm missing a step because they updated and it doesn't work. Click on participants. Nope. Click on there. Yep. Click it. And it pops up over here. Drag it over here. Their update. And then go up to the top.
Oh.
There you go. That's the chat. And now the participants. Go up and grab the top. I know that this might seem a little laborsome, but don't worry about it. It's just how we learn. Now, click that. They're up. All of that used to happen in that little square in here. In the middle. There you go.
This is the odd thing, too, is I'm on Pastor's computer because all the programs are set up on it, which is much different than my computer set up.
Okay, so now we're on our presentation like we normally would be. And we'll just do a couple slides so that she has a little experience doing this. As is always the case, you can still see us in the camera. Now, wow.
It's okay. This is fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We seem to be getting some pretty heavy feedback, but that's all right. Just hang in there. Now, if you will, rise together with me, and we'll make the Pledge of Allegiance. Here we go. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. And now we'll keep right on moving. We'll click on this arrow. And just keep clicking until we get to the opening prayer. And then you can just reach over and click on it. Click on it. There we go. And now the down arrow button is supposed to work.
What happened to the up arrow?
The up arrow, we're not quite
it's
sure.
It's in the office.
There you go. Pray this prayer with us while we learn.
Father,
we pray this prayer and make this
declaration as your children, the heirs of God,
and
the
body
of Christ
filled
with the fullness of God,
as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow, with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Click on this one. There we go. We fulfill the Great Commission today. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus speaks to us saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. I am telling you, I am with you always, even to the end of the
age.
Earth.
Amen. And we're praying over the nation.
Right.
So we are praying over the nations.
God bless.
God's blessing.
The nations of the world to hear the word of faith.
We bless the believers in these nations. United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, Niger, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Tunisia, Oman, New Zealand, Australia, Malaysia,
Singapore,
Philippines, Japan,
Vietnam,
South Korea, the
Samoan
Islands, Thailand, India, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, Belgium, France, Portugal, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary, Finland, Netherlands, Sweden, Estonia, Serbia, Czech Republic, Ukraine, Poland, Russia, China, New Guinea, and all the nations of the world. Excuse me for just a second here.
All of a sudden, I realized we got to have power cords. It's all right. We're doing good.
Okay.
All the nations of the world, thank you. Now, let's just exit out so we can get to our teaching. Click in that corner, hit the escape button, and then stop the share. Share stop. Participants went back where they belong. The chat's where it belongs.
And here we are.
And here we are. If you click over here, then you can see that. Let me show you one thing again. Click back here. And just slide this edge this way just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can still see them when they make their comments there.
Okay.
And if you want to, you can slide this over so these comments match right here. But you don't have to do that. I'll just grab up here in the top. And you can see how you're sliding to.
Oh.
You can keep sliding if you want. There you go. And that way it keeps all of the comments on one screen.
Well, that's good.
If you and I'm just giving a little bit of instruction because this is live, it's how it works.
Yeah.
So if you type in here, then it's gonna put that screen on top. You'll have to click here to get this one back on top.
Right.
All right. Great. So that's why you don't see me making many comments, because then I have to completely rearrange my screens again. But if you click back in there and then click here. Now they're all back in the right order.
All right.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How's everybody doing? Kathy, you okay? Brother Dan, Sister Rebecca, you guys all right?
Whoops.
Yeah, just, they have to unmute themselves.
Oh, okay.
I'm good.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right. So,
I can hear you.
So, do you think we're doing good learning?
They're all waiting for today's lesson.
Yeah.
Pastor just ran and got our communion elements because I didn't think to do that. It's usually my thing to do. We're doing the swap out here.
It's all right.
So, hopefully everybody has wonderful plans for July 4th weekend, or you're at least going to catch a parade or something. Do we even have a parade in Williston? I haven't checked to see.
I'm not sure. Okay. All right, I'm headed back out. See you guys in a minute.
Okay, so this is what our new remote sort of is going to look like. Pastor will actually be teaching from a truck or a well site someplace on Sundays now. I'll be getting the program up and going here, and then he'll be teaching from there. So that's what we're doing today, is learning the remote process. So thank you all for your patience with us in this learning process, and thank you for joining us. And all of you. Yes.
Can you still see us?
I can.
Okay. I'm just wondering. Thank you.
Thank you. And tell Christine we said hi. I know you had said earlier that she was there, and I was trying to tell you to tell her hi, but I had us muted, and I didn't know it. So if you ever see anything, especially while I'm learning all of this, if I disappear or you can't hear me while I'm talking or anything, please let me know one way or another, whether you type in or on mute or whatever. And hopefully I'll catch
okay.
it.
Okay, we will. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Christine said, I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. You need to be on here too. Oh, there's Pastor doing sign language.
Yep. Can't hear Pastor for a change.
Oh. Do I have you muted? Is that what you're telling me? No, you have to unmute. Do I need to mute me? We do not hear you.
Nice and quiet.
And I'm not great at reading your lips, this little tiny square.
I had an uncle that was deaf, so he could read sign language and he could read lips.
Yeah. I did sign language for a while, but it's been so long I remember very little of it. I'd rather just lay my hands on people and get them healed. Their ears healed. We did not hear you talking. At all. Oh, because that was here.
See if you can hear me now.
See if you can hear me.
Oh, you're standing right here.
All right.
Okay, yes, now we can hear you.
There we go. My.
Oh, my.
There he is. He's faster.
All right. Is everybody happy?
I don't know. I am, but I don't know about anybody else.
Thanks, Rebecca.
And you know what, Rebecca? How we all always feel is, if you ain't happy, that's your problem, because I'm going to be happy whether you are or not. Amen?
Amen.
Now, so welcome, everybody. We're glad to have you here. What was that noise?
That was me.
What were you doing?
Throwing my phone. Not on purpose. I was just trying to figure out how to set it up here so I can see my Bible in it, because my physical Bible is in the car.
And if you need to, while you're learning, click your camera off. You can do that on the bottom. See where it says camera?
Oh, where it always is, yeah. Okay. It's not giving me that option.
Just click on the camera. There's the mic.
Oh.
And then click the camera next to it. And then there, it went off. Just like that.
Yay.
All right. So we're learning. Now, does anybody know a good word to talk about this morning?
Our words.
Now, I have a very good word today, because God woke me up with it this morning. I like it when he wakes me up with a good word, because that means it's fresh, hot off the skittle. It's better than a fresh pancake coming off the frying pan on the stove. And so let's go to our theme verse that we've been on for a while now, and we will deal with that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now, I know you're going to do better than this Bible. You got to get you here where we got to be. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Thank you guys for helping us with all of that and just being a wonderful family and making it happen on your end so that we can get this all going, what we got to do. In the future, we're going to have many different processes that we use. We'll have a program for women and one for men and different groups of people that are very specific to that group. One of them that we need to truly reach is veterans and combat veterans. And that's a very different, specific group of people that we've got to be able to help get to the things of God and have God. And so it's time for us to branch out into that and begin to minister in that point of view. So we're not going to not be here. We're just going to be here in more facets, more processes than what we've been. And thank you for being willing to adjust and grow and develop with us.
Yes,
because that's what makes this very effective for us in the kingdom of God. So I'm in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And the Apostle Paul is closing out this letter. And, of course, he has just talked about the end times in chapter 4 and chapter 5. And, you know, I think I'm going to read that. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4, and then we'll come back to 5. But let's grab this first. 1 Thessalonians 4, and this is verse number 13. I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep. This is 1 Thessalonians 4, 13. Lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And you and I can see what's getting ready to happen. Jesus is going to come for those who are already in the grave first, and then you, those of us who are alive and remain, will be caught up together with him. And he's coming with a shout. So many of us believe that that means he's going to say something like, come up here, all y'all get in the house. Or, what was it your mom always said when she was trying to get you all to come home in the evening?
Mine would honk the horn.
Your mom would honk the horn?
Yeah. He's out in the woods someplace.
How about you, Rebecca? My mom would always say, supper's ready, and that would get us all to come a-running right there.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
For the Lord, and so anyways, there's a shout, the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Those who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus shall we always be at the Lord. Then he said, comfort one another with these words. Well, of course, Paul is talking about the end of the days here, which is where you and I are living. Now, let's just do this, and we'll get to our verses here. I do not have a clock out here. I got to get me a clock out here. There's a clock right there. All right. 1 Thessalonians 5:1. Concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. You and I, everybody understands a thief in the night. Everybody understands being prepared. Everybody knows if you leave the house, lock the house. If you leave your car and you got stuff in the car, lock the car. Everybody understands that. Nobody has to be trained that beyond anything. It's pretty natural and innate in a person. to, if you get out of your car at a parking lot, lock the door. And if that's not innate in you, it will only take you losing something one time.
Yeah.
Because somebody stole it, and then you will forever lock your car. Because that's how that process works. But Jesus, or the Holy Spirit, is saying here, the day that God comes, he's coming like a thief in the night. And so he's telling us to be ready. When they say peace and safety, so that day is coming, even though right now it doesn't look like it. That day is coming when they're going to say peace and safety. And when they do, then sudden destruction comes upon them, and they shall not escape. But now, brethren, but you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that the day should overtake you as a thief. You're all sons of the light, sons of the day. We're not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Paul's not telling you not to go to bed at night. Paul's telling you, stay alert. Keep yourselves alert. Jesus is coming. Now, verse 9, God did not appoint us to wrath. He's talking to the brethren. He's not going to destroy you and me. We're not appointed to wrath. The workers of iniquity are appointed to wrath. Now, excuse me. Glory be to God. Now, let's run all the way down to verse 15. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone. In the day we live, rendering evil to bad people is real easy to do.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Anybody in the day that we're in right now, if you're not moved by the wickedness and the perversion that's going on toward our little children, there is something deeply, sadly wrong on the inside of your being, because it's perverse. They had a Let Us Kill Babies protest out here in Williston yesterday and brought their little baby to that situation. Had small children out there waving signs saying, let us kill babies. Now that's just messed up. Keep reading, because I'll just get stuck there and I don't want to.
Yeah.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks to God, not for everything, but in it. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, that you talk to God and give him glory. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. That means when you see evil, get away. I can't believe how many women who are believers, are ending up on the side of feminism, standing next to some of the most perverse people they would have never stood next to, and it's all because of the statement, my body, my rights. Well, it is your body, and it is your rights, and look at the group of people you're standing with. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Run away from them, because evil companions will corrupt good behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. Now watch this. 23, may the God of peace himself, this is God himself, sanctify you completely, wholly, completely, you. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it. My notes are on my phone. Well, all right then. I guess we'll just open up this device. This will work. I woke up this morning with the verse of scripture going through my mind, out of Chronicles the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth, seeking whom he may show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are right before him. Let's see if I can get to the same place. Looks like I did. Sister Leanne's tablet is not completely useless.
You're right, it is not.
Go with me to 1 Chronicles. Wait a second, where to go? Second Chronicles 16. Why did that open up like this? You have a weird looking e-sword, though.
Really?
I like it, though.
I do, too.
Welcome.
Our Kathy is back.
Hi, Kathy. Good to have you with us today.
We're glad you're
back. Kathy and Rebecca. God bless you, Brother Dan, wherever you're off to. Now, where did I tell you where we was at?
2 Chronicles 16:9 was the specific verse.
Hold on just a second. I lost track of my... It's all right. We're learning really good here right now. Search.
We're learning each other's computers today. Right here in front of your eyes.
There it is. Second Chronicles 16:9. Wow. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth. Right here. Right now. Today. To show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. No one on this earth can tell the condition of your heart but you and God. Now, if I hang around you long enough, I can begin to see patterns that are in your life that would give me an idea of what your life is like. But nobody has the ability to know your heart but you and God. And this verse is telling you and I in the end times that no matter who might not understand you or where you're at or what you're doing, God Almighty's eyes are running to and fro across this earth, and he's looking at the hearts and the minds of every person. And he's checking to see those whose hearts are right before him. Now, he's not talking about whether your mind has got it all figured out or your soulish realm is completely in submission to the word of God. He's talking about you, this spirit, saying, I will make my life in honor of God Almighty. And then you and I begin to set our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions in order every day. Nobody else can do it. Like Brother Hagin said, I can lay hands on your head till all your hair is gone. And you and I still have to pick up the Bible. We still have to begin to meditate in it. We still have to see the word of God come alive in our own life, in the kingdom. I've said this many times, and we'll say it till the end, till Jesus comes. There's no me too in the kingdom. There's not even a me too in the husband and wife situation. There's not me too with mom and dads loving their kids or kids loving their mom and dad. You can say me too all day long, but the time finally comes where you have to look at that other person and say, I love you. Out of your mouth has to come those words of I love you, because me too, what's me too mean? It doesn't mean anything. It means it's time for you to take accountability of your own life and begin to say, I love you. I need you. Father, I need you. Jesus, I need you. Well, God, well, Pastor, God knows that I need him. Everything in God is based on your mouth. Everything. Book of Proverbs 18, verse 21. The power of life and death is in your tongue. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. The very most basic bottom line force of faith for all of us is that we have our tongue in the right place saying the right thing.
Yeah, amen.
Now watch. Second Chronicles 16:9, which is where we are today. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro across this earth, the whole earth. And he's looking for someone to show himself strong on their behalf. So as God looks all the way across the earth, he doesn't care what nation, he doesn't care what climate, he doesn't care what ethnicity, what language, he doesn't care. He's looking for faith inside of somebody's heart. And that's where our God is going. Many of the mighty men of God have said, God is not a respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of faith. Because by your faith, you overcome the world.
Yeah.
By your faith, it's possible to please him.
Yes.
By your faith, the mountain is moved. By your faith, everything works. Now, what does that mean? That means you look at your mountains and tell it to move. And as soon as you make that statement, that move out of my life, you have just used faith. That's the most bottom, basic, fundamental process of faith is you open your mouth and saying to something that hasn't moved, you telling it to move. That's faith. That's what makes it work. But, Pastor, what if it didn't move that time? Well, some of them move just like that, and then some of them stand there and stare at you. And I love that story that Brother Terry Mize told there a couple of weeks ago when we were, well, he was at, when he was at Nancy Dufresne's when we studied that message of him. And he talked about having that little baby in his arms and praying to see the baby raised from the dead. And he said after 12 hours, he finally just stopped. And he said, devil, I want to tell you something. You might as well go away because I'm not going to give up. This isn't your jungle. It's mine. I have spiritual authority. You can't stop it. This little girl's mama brought the baby to the doctor. And gave the doctor authority. The doctor did what he could until it was all done, and he laid the baby down on the table. And I picked the baby up, and now I'm the one in spiritual authority. You must go away, and my spiritual authority will now bring this baby back to life, and she will live and not die. And the baby started breathing immediately. Why? Because he kept saying to that mountain, be removed. And he didn't stop. And he never said, I wonder how long I have to do this. He said, this baby will live again.
I'm going to, yeah.
And as he spoke to that mountain, he used his faith. Speaking to the mountain is faith. And this verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 says, the eyes of the Lord, he's got eyes just like you and me. It's spanning the whole earth. Right now, today, in our program, it's spanning North Carolina. I can see Sister Kathy Angaroni. It's spanning Lansing, Michigan with Sister Rebecca. It's spanning down with Mary Pasterick in the greater Three Rivers, Mishawaka, Indiana, Michigan mine. What is the name of that village she lived in? My goodness sake.
Oh, my goodness, I forget.
Anyway.
We know Dan is in Shepherd.
Dan's rolling down the road somewhere on 46 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the idea is the eyes of the Lord are running across this earth looking. He's looking for somebody to stand up and be strong in their behalf. Now, go with me to Genesis. Let's see if I can find the right place here. All right, this computer's not going to work for me, so I'll get my Bible because my Bible will work for me.
Marcellus.
Marcellus, there it is. And I enjoy the beautiful rap music in the background. Pretty soon I'm actually going to read the Bible to the beat of it. God loves all kind of music. He even likes rap. He just don't like perverse rap. You know how that goes.
Amen.
Amen.
And
it's
there
good
is some good rap out there, Christian rap.
Ain't nobody like Brother Toby Mac for rapping with Jesus. Here we go. We are now in Genesis chapter 6. Now, I want you to see this because it says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro across this earth. I'm getting ready to show it to you in Genesis chapter 6. I love this. Came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men. They were beautiful. They took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. The Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever. For he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There's the statement of how long you and I should live, 120 years. And then after this, people actually lived to be 175.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them lived to be 200 years old after this. But watch, there were giants in the earth in those days also afterward when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they bore children to them. These were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Now, look at verse 5. Then the Lord saw. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro across this whole earth, seeking whom he may show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are right before him. The eyes of the Lord are running back and forth across this earth, looking for somebody to show himself strong in behalf of their lives. Verse 6, and the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. The Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. Look at verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord were running across the whole earth. In the midst of all of that wickedness, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, because the eyes of the Lord said, it's all wicked. It's all wicked. But Noah found grace because he was not wicked. Keep reading. So, verse 13, God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. God's down there on the earth now with this one man of all the earth. How many people were on that earth? Were on the earth then? All the way from Adam to Noah. There were some people in there that were 1,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about 2,000 years of people being born on the earth. There was a lot of people born on the earth. Besides then, they didn't have as much to do then except plant the field and make babies. So there was probably big, huge families. That was sort of a joke, but it's probably the truth. And of all the wickedness of the earth, God could see that one man being righteous. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Verse 13. So when he found grace in his eyes, then God told him what to do. And as he did it, then it began to manifest and began to make things happen for Noah and his family. All flesh, the earth is filled with violence. Verse 14, make for yourself of gopher wood. And then he tells him how to do it. And let's go down here. Chapter 7, verse 1. The Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. You see that word, see? I have seen. The eyes of the Lord are running to and fro across this earth, and God sees your righteousness and my righteousness. Want to say it with me? God sees my heart that is chasing him right now. I just paused for a little, letting somebody else say something. Stay with me. God sees my heart. I'm really trying to give that cue to Sister Ann to say that with me.
God sees my heart. I guess that I can talk. And be heard.
If my phone would if my phone would cooperate, I go to push a button and it won't work, right?
But we'll try this one more time. If you don't mind, say it with me.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. So that was
Amen.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you for speaking up when I forget.
Amen.
Thank you, Kathy.
All right, let's try it again. God sees my righteousness.
God sees my righteousness.
No matter how wicked the world is.
No matter how wicked the world is. Amen.
Amen. And see, now you and I got to realize the whole earth was wicked. So everybody, I mean, you think about it. No matter how many people was on the earth, Noah, his wife, three sons, that's five, and their wives, eight. They're all the people that made it. That's it.
Isn't that something to think about?
And yet, in the middle of all that darkness and all that black and all that violence and all that destruction, righteousness is seen by God's eyes. And God says, I'm going to bless that righteous person.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can't let anybody, not even a preacher, give you permission to do something that God told you not to do.
Or convince yourself that you won't be seen in all of the everything. You are. You are seen.
You are. And seen justly. Man might not see you justly. Man might do wrong to you. But if your heart is doing right between you and God and truly just dropping all the charges against everybody, I live in peace. No, I live in peace. I live in peace. And when your heart wants to do wrong, you say, heart, I'm the spirit man. I'm in charge of this being, and you're going to do right, and you're going to do right now. See, now, all of a sudden, you and I get to see God in a whole new way and realize he is very specifically taking care of me. And his hand of blessing is on my life. Now watch this. Exodus chapter 12, 13, and 14, somewhere in there, because I'm not going to spend the time to look.
You want to give me a verse and I'll look?
It says that a mixed multitude went with them. So it's probably in chapter 12 or 13. There it is. It's in Exodus 12, 38. A mixed multitude went with them also in flocks and herds and a great deal of livestock. Now, I want you to think about that word mixed multitude in comparison to what we're talking about Noah, because here is the... Are you serious? What time is it?
12:27.
A mixed multitude went up with him. Now I want you to get this thought, and then I'll close that so that I don't keep going. In the midst of all of the wickedness and the perversion of Egypt, there was a certain number of the Egyptians that said, I am going to hang around with these Egyptians and have God destroy me. And they said, I may not be a Jew, but I'm going out with the Jews. And you know what? God accepted that. God accepted that from them. And said, well, all right then, join us. And then he began to make laws of what to do with someone who wasn't a natural born Jew and how they were able to relate to of the land and the benefits and the sacrifices and all of that. God made rules for them because they decided to do right and follow those that were doing right. And what does it say? The eyes of the Lord run to and fro across the whole earth, seeking whom he may show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are right before him. It is so amazing to realize that there is nobody on the face of this earth anywhere that is outside of the love and the mercy and the grace of God.
Amen.
Nobody. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how you was raised. It doesn't matter what church you went to or didn't. Doesn't matter if you was raised a total pervert, absolutely wicked, vile, evil, nasty, and even in witchcraft. It doesn't matter. God will accept you, but you have to turn toward him and begin to do what is right. And you have to do it because it is right, and you have to do it because you want to do right. And then this is what's so amazing. Your purity in your life is not based on me. My purity in my life is not based on you. When you and I stand before Jesus, we'll give an account of no one except ourselves.
Amen.
It's the most amazing thing about our God is that every one of us will be judged all by ourselves. It's so amazing because that means nobody can change what's being done in your life except you. That means no matter how bad somebody's ever treated you, you're not going to be able to stand in front of God and blame them. No. Because he's going to look at you and say, well, all right, they did that, but that's a long time ago. They're not doing it anymore. What are you doing with me? My eyes are running back and forth across this earth. I'm looking for faith. Looking for faith, looking for somebody whose heart is right and determined to see the mountains move.
Yeah, amen.
Well, see, all of a sudden, you don't have to have an educational background. You don't have to have an ecclesiastical standing. You don't have to have a membership in anything. That's right down to just simple. And you look at that sky and say, there's a God bigger than me that created it. Hey, God, whoever you are, I trust you. And there'll be a whole lot of people that never cracked the Bible. Never opened a Bible that'll be in heaven because the Bible didn't get to them. But they believed in the God that created this earth. And then they walked with him every day of their life. Many missionaries have gotten into remote villages that they don't have a Bible. They've never seen a missionary. And when they got there, they're all filled with faith. And once they began to figure out how to communicate with him, they're like, how did you get this? And they're like, well, something made my hands and gave me the ability to do this. And we just worship the one who made our hands. And now we get to be righteous before our God. I hope and pray that you're seeing this for exactly what it is in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. That's a good word, isn't it?
Amen.
I think that's a really, really, really
very,
good
very
word.
Very good word.
And yet, life-changing. Because tomorrow, in the middle of the afternoon, fireworks are getting ready to go off, and we're all celebrating. God bless America. Thank you that gun owners gave us liberty and thank you for the million men and women down through the history of the United States who gave their lives so that we could have a free nation.
Yes.
We're in the middle of it all.
Thank you.
In the middle of it all, you can look up to heaven and say, and thank you, Father, that you have your eye on me. Mm-hmm. And he does. And if we'll break down all the barriers, I got to do what my mama said. I got to do what my daddy said. I got to do it like Brother Bill down the church or Pastor so-and-so that pastored our church 40 years ago. No, you got to walk with God yourself. You have to walk with God yourself. Take all of the blessing that those people taught you and get rid of all the junk that came with it of them just trying to get free themselves to teach you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right now, everything I teach you is from the most pure heart of leading you where you got to be. But I guarantee you, in the last 2 years, I have grown immensely on the inside, and I have encouraged you to grow with me all the way to where God's taking us. We're right now in a major growth point
right now.
And I encourage you, come and grow with us. Don't let this point in this ministry cause you to sit down and say, well, whatever. No. Step up and say, thank you, Father, your eyes are watching me. You're showing yourself strong in my behalf because I believe in you, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace and your love and your righteousness in our lives every day. Thank you for each of these, my brothers and sisters, who came and was with us today. Thank you, Lord, that you're doing such a mighty work in our lives that there's nothing on this earth that man can throw at us.
Amen.
That can stop the work that you're doing.
Yes.
And that you are helping us do on this earth. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well,
amen.
Get you some communion elements, and let's receive communion together now. I think we're doing all right for a major lesson. Don't you believe we're doing good, love?
I'm not sure what it looks like on this end, but I feel like we've accomplished something.
I did learn that if I'm going to be on the front porch, I need to have my little stand next to me so I got something to put it on so you guys don't have to keep seeing the top of my head. Here we go. Let's receive communion elements. Get you some grape juice and bread, bread and water, whatever you got. And let's receive it together. This is how it works here. I'm going to read the verses out of 1 Corinthians, read some verses out of 1 John. Then we'll pray the prayer of salvation so we'll know that everybody is right with God. Then we will give you about 2 minutes of instruction, and we will receive elements together in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. All right. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, his death, burial, and resurrection until he comes. Verse 26, let a man examine himself. This is the whole process. Examine yourself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Why? For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this. This is what perfected love looks like. That you and I may have boldness in the day of judgment, right here on earth by other men, and on that day when we stand before Jesus. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love, cast out fear, and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love, and there's no fear in the communion elements. For those who truly want God, if you're coming to play a game and mock God, you'll drink damnation to yourself. But if you're come saying, God, I need your help, that's the answer. That makes you worthy. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. I'll pray it. Sister Leanne, all of you on the online, you can say it with us too if you'd like. And we'll just pray it right through. You at home, pray it with us. And I guarantee it, you'll be right with God and all your sin will be wiped away in the next 2 minutes if you'll just pray this prayer out loud and mean it down in here. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Put your arms out and just say it. And I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now.
All of your love and your mercy.
All of your love and your mercy.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
Filling every cell of my body.
Filling every cell of my body.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. You did it. You prayed the prayer. You're born again. Some people call you a Christian. They were first called Christians in Antioch. I want to call you a believer because you just believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and you are saved. You're a believer. Spend every day saying, I'm a believer. You might say, man, I can tell something's going on, Pastor, because on the inside, I'm experiencing something happening to me. Some people call it a feeling, but it's so much more than a feeling because you just welcomed God to come and live on the inside of you by the Spirit of God. Adam was in the garden before he sinned, and when he sinned, he lost that perfect connection between him and the Father because he sinned, because sin cannot be in the presence of our Father. It's all through the Bible. It's all through the Bible. That's why the Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's why you have such fear before you're born again. That's why you have such peace after you're born again.
Yeah,
exactly. Because you're like, wow, I'm no longer afraid. All you had to do was pray that prayer, and Jesus covered every bit of your blood and every bit of your sin with his blood and purged it from your life. It's gone, never to be remembered another day.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you and I are now in a relationship of growth and development in God like you've never known before. And that's my place in your life as a fivefold ministry preacher, apostle, and evangelist. I've just flowed, and a teacher. I just flowed in all of those gifts right here this morning on this program. All of that apostolic gift is coming through this monitor right now. And even though we've had all of this educational learning live in front of everybody that's here, doesn't matter. You still found God in the middle of it. Why? Because you will always find God right in the middle of the most crazy circumstances you can ever be in. He's going to talk to you just like you just witnessed right now. Yeah. And he's real. Now, my email address and website's right there in the comments, in the notes of all the programs. Blog Talk Radio, YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Zoom. My contact information is there for you to be able to get in touch with us and say, Pastor, I really want to walk with God. I've got a whole playlist in YouTube set up that all you got to do is click on that playlist, and it'll take you to a whole list and group of messages that I have set up and established for you to just click on it and listen to, and you'll be totally discipled in the ways of God. Yeah, you will. You will. And what a blessing that'll be to you and to your life. And here's the thing. You'll grow and develop in God, and as you do, people will be drawn to you saying, man, something changed about you. What is it? You'll be like, wow, I found God. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, you found God? What? I didn't know God was lost. And you say, well, all right, God found me.
Amen.
Here's the reality. Your life changed forever today. Click like, click subscribe, hit the bell on YouTube, Facebook Live, Blog Talk Radio, so that you get to be notified every time we go live. And we'll be a blessing to you. Learn to shut off the garbage of the world. You don't need that. There's no benefit in it at all.
Yeah, amen.
In this day that we live, you need every bit of God you can possibly get in you, and we're here 7 days a week. There's something we're going to be doing 7 days a week, teaching you the things of God. Ready? I done went way too long on that. 2 minutes. Here we go. Pray this prayer with me. Everybody pray it. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
We bless and sanctify these elements.
We bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
She took the whole Passover meal and put it right here so that we can receive the work you've done.
Yeah.
Every day, over and over. We lift up a cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
In my life forever.
In my life forever.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
The blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
In my life.
In my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his bloodshed.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. Well, there you go. We did it.
We did it. We did it, do it.
We did it today. Thank you for being here and being a part of this. Now, change the view to the where you can see all of us.
All right.
To give you the opportunity to, what's it called? There it is. Gallery. Now, for those of you that are with us and you're online, and this is a whole new experience for you. We encourage you to come back. Let me tell you about our programs. Number one, it's called Establishing Your Faith. Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. We're live on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Blog Talk Radio, teaching the Word of God and faith. It's called Establishing Your Faith, where we come to Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith. He's our commander. We read the book of faith. That's the Bible. And we grow and develop our faith. That's our responsibility. Then we have the morning program every morning, 7 days a week, which is called Read the Word, where we're actually reading through the Bible chronologically in a whole year. 365 days, we're going to go from Genesis to Revelation. It's a blast. I have a playlist of it set up on YouTube that you can go to. Click the first video, and it'll start in Genesis 1:1, and it'll take you all the way to where we are right now today. And it's been an amazing study of God's Word. If you just took that one program and was faithful to it, you would have grown so much, so exponentially already this year, just by what we learned in that 15-minute segment every day. And I encourage you to be a part of that. You might say, Pastor, I'm new to all this internet stuff. Well, then send me an email or a message and say, here's how you contact me. I'll send you a link. All you got to do is click on it, and it'll help you be able to get connected to all of those different playlists in Jesus' mighty name. Once you get in the playlist, you'll be able to see it. You'll be able to, you know, you'll find a few videos and messages that will be your favorite. You'll be able to go right there, and it'll be a blessing to you and your life. So until we see you again next time, this is, well, wait, let me see this. Do you have anything else you need to say?
No, are we having a program tomorrow? And then Tuesday prayer program will be at 8 o'clock a.m.
You're going to go ahead and say that at 8 o'clock on Tuesday?
I believe so, yes.
All right. Noon prayer on Tuesday will be at 8 a.m., 9 a.m. Eastern. 8 a.m. Central? That's what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. That's how it is.
So noon prayer will be morning prayer now.
Noon prayer is going to be switching to morning prayer. That's starting on Tuesday. Tonight, I want to have a session where we talk about the changes that are coming up with all of you who are a part of the community of faith. Contact us. I'll give you a heads up. It'll probably be at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so we have plenty of time to talk about it and be together. It'll be on Zoom only, and I'll make sure the link is in the family thread and give you some heads up so that you'll be reminded to be there, because I want you to know what's going on. We got to make some changes. Actually, I don't think it's a change as much as it's an improvement, a growth and development. It's the next level we got to go to.
Yeah.
And of course, there'll be some changes in it, but we're still us preaching like we never preached. Actually, going to probably do more things than we've ever done, and it'll make it that much more effective for all of us in the whole situation. And we're thankful for you to be here with us in Jesus' mighty name. As always, speak the words of faith. Ask God's blessing on us. We declare the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it will be with you in everything that's happening in your life.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name. Ready?
Amen.
Hold your hands out like this and say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I sow my time, talent, and treasure.
I sow my time, talent, and treasure.
Into this work of the ministry today.
Into this work of the ministry today.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I receive the hundredfold return.
I receive the hundredfold return.
That you have for me.
That you have for me.
And my life and family.
And my life and family.
I want to use it now.
I want to use it now.
To preach the gospel.
To preach the gospel. Amen.
And bless my life.
And bless my life.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Till we see you again, that's what we say. Remember this?
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And now, I'm going to take off my headset. Don't close anything yet. I'll show you how we do this.
I was going to say, I don't really know how. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Be safe and celebrate our freedom. And thank you again to all of the families of the fallen and all those who have given their service in your family for the debt that you've paid for us to have this freedom and celebration. Thank you. We thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. Now, the thing we're going to do is we're going to do this, like this. There we go, so they can see us. Now we'll start with Blog Talk Radio. And the episode. Okay.